And they four had the face of an ox on the left side. They four also had the face of an eagle. Long before I knew that traditionally this verse had been made to apply to the Lord Jesus Christ and to the Gospels, I saw this here and was telling people about it. Later on, I learned that traditionally, I don't know how far back it goes, but very far back, the four Gospels were issued, and over the four Gospels, there were the figures of a man, over Luke of a lion, over Matthew of an ox, over Mark, and of an eagle over John. And strangely enough, it wove itself together so that I bought a cheap copy of the Gospel, the four Gospels, a new translation some years back, translated and produced in England. And on the cover are these four creatures. Now, I mention this because I want you to know that these living creatures that the man of God saw are here to set forth one figure, a figure that is at the center of the creation, a figure toward whom God directs all our eyes and says, "Behold my servant in whom my soul delighteth." A figure that says that it's by him and through him and to him and for him all things are and were created. Now all creation exists to show Jesus Christ forth. This strange, lofty, mystical, divine one, God has given us the whole creation to show him forth. But still, all the creation cannot set forth the glory of Christ. For Christ is the glory of God, and the creation is the glory of Christ. And these creatures that I have read about here this morning disclose Christ's attractions. Now, not all of his attractions can be gotten together in one place. And I suppose, said the man John, if everything that he had done were written, the world would not contain the book. And I suppose that if all of the glories, all the facets of the shining glories of the man Christ Jesus were to be set forth, it would take not only this creation, which men have called the universe, but it would take a dozen other universes to show forth the wonders and the glory that belong to Jesus Christ. Now, our goal is to be like Christ. And for that reason, these creatures have a message for us. Our goal is to be like Jesus Christ, our Lord. I think we all agree with that. We sing, "Oh, to be like him, oh, to be like him." And this seems to sum up the yearning of the heart of the Christian to be like Jesus Christ, our Lord. And this is not simply a sentimental yearning, but it is a sound theological fact with sound biblical reasons behind it. God made his Son to be a man and sent him among us, and then he made us to be like his Son. First, God made man in his own image, and then when man sinned, God made his Son in the likeness of man, barring sin, and now he's making man again in the likeness of his Son. And when we look at anything that sets forth the glory of Jesus Christ our Lord, we look at a model of what we should be. And these four-faced creatures, having the four faces, setting forth the four facets of the character of Jesus Christ our Lord, are here to be models for you and me. Now, the Son became man, that's first. They four had the face of a man. And the Son of God became man and dwelt among us, and he honored our humanity. He dwelt in our humanity as in a sanctuary. He did not apologize when he came to the world to be incarnated. He did not go as a society dame goes to the slums, careful and mincing and timid, but he came clear, fully down as far as it was possible to go, and went through the simple and blunt and frank and downright process of being born of a virgin mother. And thus he became a man and took upon himself our humanity. The Holy Ghost says in Hebrews 2 that he did not take upon him the form of angels, but he took upon him the nature of Abraham, and the nature thus of mankind. And Christ thus assumed the